Wells, Marianne, WLS, Larry Lujack, 703.
Move over to Chicago, put on your moving face. We're moving to First Federal, the move to the saving place.
Here's a lady.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Kedzie Holman, and I live in Oak Park.
I see you're moving your money to First Federal.
Yes, it's the saving place.
Yes, tell us, Mrs. Holman.
Did I mention I live in Oak Park?
Yes, you did.
I watch the purse strings in my house.
You're the money manager.
The what?
The money manager?
No, just a housewife. Live in Oak Park.
Tell us, Mrs. Holman, what made you decide to move your money to First Federal?
Well, it's their interest rates. Chicago's highest, you know. Their day-to-day interest, their bill me plan, their leave your savings alone loan, their newspaper ads, their billboards.
We don't have billboards.
Oh, well, they're friendly and courteous, speedy.
We're moving to First Federal, the move to the saving place.
Move over to the saving place, First Federal Savings of Chicago, Dearborn at Madison, 47th at Wood.
More news on the best-run company in the sky. Remember the old saying, if you want something done, give it to a busy person? Continental Airlines has hostesses who work harder and enjoy it more. They're the motivated type who respond to the challenge of accomplishment. And they enjoy making your flight on Continental the best possible. The payoff? Better service.
Continental Airlines, the best run company up in the sky, has 6 nonstops a day to Los Angeles.
Chevrolet Impala, the most popular way to see the USA for 12 years, is an even better Impala for 72. It introduces a new front bumper for added front end protection, improvements in the power ventilation system, and more. Because Chevrolet wants your new Impala to be the best car you ever own.
Minutes past 7 o'clock.
WLS.
If not for you, babe, I couldn't even find the door. I couldn't even see the floor. I'd be sad and blue. If not for you.
Newton John, Larry Lujack, WLS 707. There's Good traffic news this morning on the inbound Kennedy between East River Road and Foster Avenue. And that is that there are three lanes open in the stretch just like in days of old. Because the guys who have been pouring the black gunk on the roadway are done. And so there shouldn't be any trouble there, but I'm sure there will be. Between East River Road and Foster Avenue, three lanes open now.
Every woman knows fashions can change as fast as the weather. Stay ahead of both with Sears' new pretty and practical zip-lined rain or shine coats, now specially priced for Sears' 85th anniversary. You'll find longer lengths, big belts, safari looks, shape styles. In misses sizes 8 to 20, half sizes 2. And rain or shine, the savings are great. Regularly $25 to $27, now $21.99 and $22.99. New all-weather coats for fall on sale this week only at Sears.
Once again, it's time to tell you about the very cute bottle of Miracle White First In Fabric Softener, which is a bright yellow, sexy plastic bottle. And for those of you who are colorblind, as I point out before, if you're colorblind, what you can do is you can unscrew the orange cap and take a sniff. And if it smells like lemons, that's Miracle White First In Fabric Softener, which is lemon scented. If you have no sense of smell, well, you can read, clown, can't you? Well, have you ever stopped and thought about how dumb you must look sitting down there in the basement, watching your washing machine, and waiting for the final rinse cycle to put in your old-fashioned fabric softener? Well, you don't have to do that with Miracle White First In Fabric Softener, and that's why it's called First In Fabric Softener, because it goes in first, along with the detergent and bleach. There's a relatively small buildup in the fabrics with Miracle White, so your towels and diapers and your saddle blankets stay fully absorbent. And whites and colors stay brighter, and you save a lot of time because you don't have to sit there and babysit with your washing machine. It's the only fabric softener or rinse to bring you all of these advantages. Plus, it contains no phosphates and no enzymes to pollute our streams, lakes, and rivers. So get some in that real cute bright yellow, sexy plastic bottle. Miracle White First In Fabric Softener.
Windy City weather.
This dumb weather forecast is wrong again. It says it's supposed to be cloudy with showers possible this morning. A 50% chance of rain. A lot of blue sky up there, though. And yesterday we said it was going to be cloudy all day, and the sun was up there all afternoon. These weather forecasts are a waste of time. They're never right. Traffic reports are a waste of time. Listening to the radio in the morning is a waste of time. Fair and cooler tonight. Today's high is going to be 63, sunshine this afternoon, and sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high of 67. Currently in the southern suburbs, 59, in the north, 60. Winds are south at 8 miles per hour, and here in the loop, it's 59 degrees at WLS. Reminding you that Junior Achievement is being in business for yourself. It's meeting people, it's work, but it's fun. Oh, wow. Kicks, thrills. Junior Achievement. Headquarters office is at 5 North Wabash in Chicago, or call FI61350.
Away, up and away, Larry Lujak starts your day, WLS.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, it's not warm when she's away, ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long, anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
MLS baseball, Cubs and the White Sox both won yesterday. Cubs beat Mets 4-1. It was the White Sox over Oakland 3-0. A lot of you may be worried about who Richard Milhouse Nixon is going to root for now that the Washington Senators are moving to Texas. Our president has announced that he is going to switch his allegiance to the California Angels and consider them his home team because they're closest to his San Clemente, California home. And he says he may even throw out the first ball next season when the Angels open at Anaheim. What a wonderful president. What a nice man he is.
WALS yesterday.
Clunk letter of the day is from Charleston. That's next. Sly and the Family Stone from 1969 is hot fun in the summertime.
And the first drink I give, she comes back.
Summertime, Sly and the Family Stone, WLS 716. Time for Larry Luchak. Plunk letter of the day. And I got a couple of three things here. First, who was it who sent a letter in an envelope from the Great Lakes Linen Supply Company? Whatever that was inside the envelope, whatever you wrote, send it in again because I was sitting around going through the mail yesterday, and I started to read that, and then I got up to do something else and walked around the station for a while and lost the letter. And maybe it was important. Now, I've never got a letter from the Great Lakes Linen Supply Company before, so send that in again. I got a cute card here from somebody anonymously. Picture of a girl on the front, and it says, "This card is just to tell you you're nothing but a wolf. And I'll be going through the woods to grandmother's house this afternoon." Isn't that cute? However, don't do that. Don't send in anonymous cards like that and get me turned on this early in the morning. Always include the name and the phone number. And a picture. Here's one from Carpentersville from a girl named Debbie who writes, "Dear Lair, comma, congratulations, you've done it." This is a... I should sketch in a little background here. This is in reference to the other day when that father who had some teenage kid who he drove to school every morning wrote in, and he didn't like the music much, and so I played an old Roy Orbison record for him. Let's see, where was... Oh, congratulations, you've done it. While drinking her coffee, my mother almost flipped out listening to Roy Orbison this morning. She really has gained faith in you, Lair, and now she is going to listen to you every day. Doesn't that make you feel great? Even though you are super talented and very versatile, there are times when your show drags, but I listen faithfully, for you are the greatest. When was the last time you heard this show drag? Yesterday, right? I only wish I were 10 years older, and then I'd be in your age bracket. I'm now 19. Love, Debbie. You're taking the wrong approach on that, Debbie. Granted, I have 10 years, actually 11, on you, but you don't think of it like that. See, you don't think of me being 11 years older than you. You think of me being the same age exactly as John Lennon. See, then it doesn't sound so bad. Doesn't worry me that you're 10 years younger than I am. Send a picture. Doesn't worry me that your mother is 10 years older than I am. Send a picture of her, too. I'm going to play another Roy Orbison record for your mother, Debbie. This next line the general public will not understand, but I probably just really freaked out everybody in the radio and advertising community here in the city because they're saying to themselves, hey, wow, Lou Jack is making the kid happy. He's turning on her mother. He is working demographic magic this afternoon.
Larry Lou Jack, super dog.
Or this morning. What time of day is that? I don't.
WLA.
From the last decade, best song he ever did, Roy Orbison, Candyman.
Come on, baby, let me take you by the hand. Come on, sugar, let me take you by the hand. You're for me, let me be all your own candy, your candy, Candyman. Candyman. Gonna treat you right, give you candy kisses every single night.
Candy man, candy
man, candy man, candy man. Good morning, let me be all your own candy, your candy. Candyman. Yeah, candy.
It's Roy Orbison week at WLS.
I've got a sweet, sweet good morning. Yeah,
Candyman for Debbie's mother in Carpentersville. 22 minutes past 7 o'clock. Traffic, the Dan Ryan inbound. Right-hand lanes are glutted from 31st to Polk. A definite distinction can be discerned by the discriminating who can detect that the express lanes are sluggish from 29th to Polk. Kennedy inbound is better to Lawrence than it has been, and then tight to Fullerton. The Edens is not bad at the moment.
Looking for news? Pontiac's got it all. A new bumper system that helps protect the front of every full-size 1972 Pontiac. A new top-of-the-line Granville that's richer than ever. The brand new luxury Le Mans, a mid-size Pontiac that gives you all the luxury you want without buying more car than you need. Pontiac's new Ventura II, the small economy car, with style, prestige, and a small car price. And a new Grand Prix, the luxury sports coupe so refined, you'll have to decide what's better, the looks or the ride. All the news is at your Pontiac dealers, and that's what keeps Pontiac a cut above.
It's just great, you ride your way, the car you want is here today. The cut above is here to stay, it's Pontiac.
Well, I guess you better all listen to Lyle D. News after the next song, or else you won't hear this dynamite story about a tattooed, topless go-go dancer, nor will you know when the next ice age is coming.
W-A-L-S.
And if the world comes to an end, you'll hear it first in WLS.
I hear some people get married in the park on a Sunday afternoon, and all their friends bring pretty flowers while a band plays a happy tune. Now do you want me? Do you need me? Do you love me like I love you? Ooh,
what are you doing Sunday, baby?
Would you like to marry me? What do you say now? If it's a nice day now,
what are you doing Sunday, baby?
I wanna marry you.
What are you doing Sunday afternoon?
Maybe we should wait till night to join hands with the stars above, and we'll be kissing our first kiss by moonlight as we eternal love. Now do you want me? Do you need me? Do you love me like I love you?
Ooh, what are you doing Sunday, baby?
Would you like to marry me? Oh, what do you say now? If it's a nice day now,
what are you doing Sunday, baby?
I wanna marry you.
Sunday afternoon.
If it's a nice day now,
what are you doing Sunday, baby?
From Chicago, the Lyle Dean Report.
$22,000 worth of free football tickets are handed out by SIU and the University of Illinois each year to state politicians. And it's interesting to note that some of the state legislators who voted for cuts in the university budget are the same ones requesting free football tickets. In the case of SIU, while free tickets went to politicians, students often could only buy standing room. This news, a presentation of Pan Am, the world's most experienced airlines, the airlines that fly more people to more places overseas than anybody. WLS News Time, 7:27. The credibility gap widens. Tuesday, we were told heavy air raids on North Vietnam by American planes were protective reaction, that is, in retaliation for enemy fire on American troops or planes. But now, official sources say, the main target was enemy supply dumps inside North Vietnam, and that orders came from President Nixon. Senator Percy has been on that Senate Committee on Hunger, which holds its final meeting today. Afterward, Percy has invited a few friends to lunch, with a menu to include the canned and packaged goods distributed to the needy by the Agriculture Department. Percy's committee has heard testimony that the surplus commodities don't provide adequate nutrition.
It seems that late summer in Chicago has been cooler than usual, so maybe there is something to the claim that the Earth is heading for another ice age. An official of the National Science Foundation says the average temperature of the Earth's climate has dropped substantially since 1940, and that the period of maximum warmth in the Northern Hemisphere was 6,000 years ago. Could be that the extra attention paid to his passengers by bus driver Jim McWilliams may have saved the life of Gloria Durham. Miss Durham got off McWilliams California Avenue bus at Berry Avenue, but so did a youth that McWilliams thought looked suspicious. Seconds later, McWilliams heard a scream, jumped out of his bus, and found the youth choking the woman. McWilliams, a former Marine sergeant, subdued the attacker until police came. Tom Foran is in the running for governor, officially, and WLS newsman Bud Miller says...
Foran was repeatedly asked if he had the endorsement or even the least indication of support from the state's most powerful Democrat, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. The former U.S. attorney said the mayor didn't tell him not to run, but offered no special support. The Democratic slate-making committee will probably meet near the end of November or the 1st of December. At that time, we'll know Daley's choice. The likelihood that he would abandon Foran, sometimes referred to as a Daley protege... seems remote.
What's new in communist China? Well, we're still guessing, but it appears that substantial political changes are in the works. A Polish newspaper reports that this morning. The ruling of the coroner's jury is that Lorraine Kowalski died accidentally when she plunged 90 floors from the John Hancock Building. A 70-year-old Evanston woman returning home from church last night was struck and killed by a car at 1900 Dewey Avenue. The car later recovered, and still later, Harvey Penn reportedly flagged down a police car and told them of hitting the woman. The First Lady is not just sitting back while many people are badgering her husband to appoint a woman to the Supreme Court. Mrs. Nixon says, "Don't worry, I'm talking it up too." Down in Melbourne, Australia, a tattooed, topless go-go dancer has been fired from a sideshow after it was discovered she was a he. The owner said he had to fire the topless dancer to maintain the image of a family show. On the WLS Sports Line, good news again. The Cubs and Sox won. The Sox blanked Oakland 3-0. The Cubs clobbered the Mets 4-1. The Pirates of Pittsburgh fame clinched the Eastern Division title in the National League by beating second-place St. Louis 5-1. The leaves are already falling as the calendar catches up with Mother Nature in the first day of fall. WLS Chicagoland weather next.
There's something new. Something new everywhere.
Pan Am announces the Autumn Escape Plan. It's Europe when airfares are down, hotels and cafes are uncrowded, and Europe is at its continental best. It's a Europe that the American Express money card can put in your pocket. Pan Am has escape plan tours to all of Europe at money-saving prices. And you can pay for them all with the American Express money card. So see your Pan Am travel agent and tell him you want to escape on a Pan Am Autumn Escape Plan.
Just ahead of the Larry Luchak Morning Show, Chicagoland weather. Fall officially arrives at 11:45 this morning, but we're not sure that's any more reliable than the official forecast, which is cloudy skies and showers possible this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon. It is not so cloudy here in the Chicago area this morning, and no rain that we know of has fallen in the area. It's fair and cooler tonight, sunny and warmer tomorrow. This afternoon's high, 63, tomorrow's high, 67. Chicagoland temperatures, north 60, south 59, in the loop 59 degrees at 7:32. The news, a presentation of Pan Am, the world's most experienced airlines. The airlines that fly more people to more places overseas than anybody. From the WLS News Bureau, this is Lyle Dean.
WLS Chicago.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train. Cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well.
The night they drove home.
one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now, I don't mind, I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best. He was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise a cane back up when it's in the feed.
On WLS, Laurie Lou Jack, 736. Now you can have that healthy, exuberant glow that young and alive people like me display. Yes, your skin and hair can have that just washed look all the time. Only $5 starts you on the road to freshness by bringing to you an introductory kit of the famous HLH Aloe Vera Cosmetics. My fellow Americans, these are not overrated glamour creams or here today, gone tomorrow fads. They are skincare products made from a tested formula using aloe vera, an ingredient as old as history itself. Aloe vera was called the medicine plant by ancient peoples. It contains a gel that was used for countless centuries for its legendary therapeutic benefits, and now you too can have that natural second glance beauty and a look-alive feeling after you discover HLH Aloe Vera Cosmetics, made by the makers of HLH Medical Center Drugs. For more information, write to HLH Cosmetics in Dallas, Texas, 75202.
This is Chris Eric Stevens. Last year, the young people of Chicago did a great job for ALSAC. Hundreds of children have been helped at St. Jude's Hospital. They're so close to finding cures for little children suffering from crippling diseases. This year, with your help, a cure could be found. We need volunteers from schools in the Chicagoland area to help raise money in the WLS Student March for Children, September 25th and 26th. WLS will donate a free rock concert to the high school that collects the most money proportionate to size. Volunteer now. Call 275-7797. 275-7797. We need you.
That's beneficial. You good for more. It's great to know you're good for more. That's beneficial. Where the money is, we want to lend you the full amount you have in mind.
How many credit cards are you carrying right now? Bank credit cards, gasoline, dining, department store credit cards. Next question, how big a slice do those credit card payments take out of your paycheck every month? Well, why not pay them off with a credit card cleanup loan at Beneficial Finance? Make only one payment a month and maybe get extra cash, too, with a credit card cleanup loan at Beneficial Finance.
That's beneficial. You're good for more. It's great to know.
Here in the Chicagoland area, there are 44 Beneficial Finance and Commonwealth Loan offices of the Beneficial Finance System. See the white pages of your phone book under Commonwealth Finance or Beneficial Finance.
WLS.
21 minutes before 8 o'clock at WLS.
On. Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and patrolling them all. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Put out all the money here. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, looks like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can split it all down in City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. Fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, Judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 all year if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friend a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you're hot, you're hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friend go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, Judge, old buddy, old pal, if you wouldn't wear that black robe, and I try a little bit of your honor on. You understand that, you hillbilly? Who's gonna collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac? What do you mean, contempt of court?
When you're hot, you're hot. Thanks a lot.
Jerry Reed, Amos Moses, Larry Lujack in the morning at 7:40 at WLS.
Here's a way to feel refreshed anytime, any place.
Refresh your taste. Chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Refresh your taste. For flavor, it's the one. The flavor's fresh and lively, too. It cools your mouth, it's great to chew. Refresh your taste. Chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Yes, there's a lot of fresh, lively flavor packed into Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Chew a stick and see how it cools and freshens your taste. Wrigley Spearmint, you'll like it.
Delicious and long-lasting, too. Enjoy it daily, millions do. Refresh your taste. Chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
WLS proudly presents the Chris Eric Stevens Show with all hit music every night from 6 till 9 at the Big 89. We had a staff meeting yesterday, a jock meeting, and Chris came in for considerable criticism. We have jock meetings about every 2 weeks. This is where the program director gathers us all in the conference room and tells us, in no uncertain terms, that we are nowhere near as great as we think we all are. Anyway, Chris walked in a very pretty flowered shirt. Late as usual, and Fred Winston turned to me and said, who's the broad? And I said, that's no broad, that's Chris. Chris's hair is getting so long, you can't believe it. He's got frizzies, too. And everybody was calling him, you know, a long-haired communist hippie, anarchy-oriented revolutionary.
Windy city weather.
Hey, cloudy with showers possible this morning. How many hours of summer left? Only 3. No, 4. 4 hours of summer left. It's fall at 11:45. It's going to be sunny this afternoon. A 50% chance of rain this morning. Fair and cooler tonight with a low of 45. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer with a high of 67. In the northern suburbs, 60. In the south, 59. The humidity is 70%. Out west at DuPage Airport, 56. Winds are south at 8 miles per hour. And here on the loop, there's some clouds, but there's some blue sky, too, and a little bit of sunshine, kind of halfway, and 59 degrees here at WLS.
It's a windy city morning.
On Larry Lujack Day, WLS.
This song is so good. Every time I play it, I just want to jerk the cartridge out of the machine and eat it.
Never my love,
Mansion, WLS, Larry Lujack, 746, a traffic thing, Michigan Avenue at the river, just one lane open, while the muscular men flip the girders and steel plates to and fro. Wabash or State are better. On the expressways, outbound Kennedy at Lawrence, an accident, so it's slow on the outbound from Irving to the crash. And inbound is getting bad from Lawrence to Armitage. Eden slows down from Foster. Outer drive is still good to Oak Street. TWA has news for coach passengers. And here's the news. By October 4th, TWA will have a comfortable coach lounge on every plane to Los Angeles and San Francisco, every single one. First, there's TWA's big comfortable 747 coach lounge. Maybe you've seen that already. It's got big overstuffed lounge chairs, a place for drinks, and plenty of room to wander around and relax for the coach passenger. TWA's 747 coach lounge is terrific, but now TWA has something you've never seen before. On TWA's 707s, TWA introduces the new intimate 707 coach lounge. Now, just because they call it an intimate 707 coach lounge, don't get the wrong idea, even if there is room to stretch out and relax. There are comfortable seats, a place for drinks, and lots of room. Next time you're flying to Los Angeles or San Francisco, take a TWA 747 or 707 ambassador flight and find a coach lounge on every single plane. For the coach passenger, it's the most comfortable fleet of planes in the sky in the whole world. TWA's ambassador service to Los Angeles and San Francisco. The time is now 12 before 8.
Yeah? Hello there. I'm the Tooth Fairy, and I doth come from...
This is another secret adventure of the Tooth Fairy.
The Pleasant View Community Hospital, where yours truly is recovering from a small encounter with a mammoth dental organ.
You mean you ain't hanging by your nose anymore?
No, they took off the nose traction, Mr. Hollywood.
Hey, that's terrific.
And tomorrow I can leave.
Hey, that's terrific.
But I took your advice and told the head nurse I was here and ready to help.
Attaboy, let him know you're around.
Right, see you later.
So long, kid.
Nurse Durant, please call Dr. Gillespie.
Pardon me.
Yes.
Have there been any calls for me?
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Snookers.
No calls.
How about for the Tooth Fairy?
No calls for the Tooth Fairy.
Well, perhaps they haven't been informed that I'm here standing by with sacks of coins.
Then why don't you go inform them? Because I'm busy.
Right. Thank you.
Nurse Durant, please call Dr. Jekyll.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Suture.
Suture.
Scissors.
Pardon me.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm here in case you need me.
Who are you?
The Tooth Fairy.
Scissors.
Scissors. Come back later.
Okay. How's it going?
Fine.
Good.
Nurse Durant, please call Dr. Denton.
All right. We're going to take a picture of your chest now. Breathe in, Mr. Feltzer, and hold it.
Hello, Mr. Feltzer. I'm the Tooth Fairy, and in case you need me, I'm here.
I'll leave it out now. Mr. Feltzer? Hello? Back there?
You can leave it out now, Mr. Feltzer.
Hello, patients of Pleasant View Hospital. This is the Tooth Fairy coming to you over your hospital public address system. I just wanted you to know that I'm here in your hospital, standing by in case you need me.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Gauze.
Gauze.
Retractor.
Retractor.
Hi, I'm back.
Oops.
I'll pick it up for you. Here you go. How's it going?
Get out of here.
Right.
Would the hospital security police please pick up something wearing a lilac dental smock and sneakers with bells right away? He was last seen leaving hospital.
Listen again tomorrow for another secret adventure of the Tooth Fairy.
Another exclusive presentation of the Larry Lujan Show.
WLS.
Animal Story. Cheap, trashy showbiz report next hour. How does that grab you, baby?
From the canyons of the mind, we wander on and stumble blindly through the often tangled maze of starless nights and sunless days, while asking for some kind of clue or road to lead us to the truth. But who will answer? Side by side, two people stand together, bowing hand in hand. That love's embedded in their hearts, but soon an empty feeling starts to overwhelm their hollow lives. And when they seek the hows and whys, who will answer? On a strange and distant hill, a young man's lying very still. His arms will never hold his child, because a bullet running wild has struck him down. And now we cry, dear God, oh why, but who will answer? edge and jeering crowds collect below to egg him on with Go, Man, Go. But who will ask what led him to his private day of doom? And who will answer? If the soul is darkened by a fear it cannot name, if the mind is baffled when the rules don't fit the game, who will answer? Buttons pressed because one man has been outguessed. Who will answer? Here's our hope in walnut shells worn round the neck with temple bells, or deep within some cloistered walls where hooded figures pray in halls, or from old books and dusty shelves, or in our stars or in ourselves. Who will answer?
Howard Cosell will answer.
Gloria Durham may owe her life to bus driver Jim McWilliams, who noticed a suspicious-looking youth get off the bus at California and Berry Avenue right after the woman did. When McWilliams heard a scream, he found the youth choking the woman and subdued the attacker. A newborn baby boy has been found dead in a plastic bag lying alongside a road in DuPage County near Bensonville. The baby was only hours old when it apparently was stuffed into the bag and discarded. That's the Chicago Report. I'm Lyle Dean.
Here's top news in brief from American Contemporary Radio, and I'm Ed Cain in New York. Senator George McGovern says he questions the effectiveness of the Vietnamization program after his recent visit to South Vietnam. The U.S. command says 13 Americans were killed and 111 wounded in the fighting in Indochina last week. Charles Evers has appealed to poor blacks and whites in Mississippi to back him in his campaign for governor. ABC's Steve Bell was in Laurel last night when Evers said,
"Our poor brothers in this state, and I mean poor, we all live off $1.65 an hour or less. We all live in shacks or no shacks. We all live on farms or no farms. We all wear blue jeans or no jeans half the time. So what do we got to get upset about? Each other. We got to just get together."
Captain Ernest Medina says he will resign from the Army. Medina was acquitted of all charges yesterday in connection with the Mike My Lai incident. That's ABC News in brief. I'm Ed Cain in New York for American Contemporary Radio.
Dad, I just did you a huge favor.
You did?
I saw the trouble you've been having attracting victims.
So you robbed the blood bank?
No, so I bought you this.
The Dry Look Extra Hold?
Brand new. Gives you more control than the Dry Look regular, but still keeps your hair natural, dry, so you don't scare victims away.
The Dry Look Extra Hold Hair Groom from Gillette. Looks pretty good.
That's the stuff, Dad.
Look at that can. Such an appetizing blood red.
Maybe your new car fill up with Amoco. Got pollution too with Amoco. Amoco. It's the new car gasoline. And it's made just right for your machine.
Amoco. You got a new car?
new car gasoline. Amoco helps put down pollution, helps your new car run better, longer, helps you save money because Amoco can double the life of your tailpipe and muffler, and your spark plugs last longer too. Amoco is the type of gasoline most new car owner manuals recommend. It gets the most from the new anti-pollution engines, sold only at Standard Oil dealers. You expect more from Standard, and you get it. Standard Oil Division, American Oil Company.
Hello again, everyone. This is Howard Cosell speaking of sports. This reporter is still in Los Angeles, California, where there is no visible excitement over the announced fact by the President of the United States that he will shift his rooting allegiance from the former Washington Senators to the California Angels. No, there is no visible excitement. And there is also some considerable amusement over the fact that once again we have the laughable scene of politicians at work. Many senators, many representatives up in arms all over again. Now that the senators are moving to Dallas-Fort Worth against big-time professional sport and threatening to start to treat with sport on a different basis from the way they have in the past when they've accorded special-purpose legislative favors to sports, but not the representatives and the senators from the state of Texas. They're just delighted that Washington is moving to Texas. Well, we've been through that before. We saw it happen when the then Milwaukee Braves moved to Atlanta, Georgia. I saw Senator Symington of Missouri come rushing into New York when it appeared that the Kansas City Athletics, under the ownership of Charles O. Finley, were going to move to Louisville or wherever. All of this should surprise nobody. The carpet-bagging record of baseball has become its documented landmark in contemporary sporting history. I wonder where they're going to go next, the baseball people. Dallas-Fort Worth was about the last port of refuge. Oh, maybe Memphis. Maybe Jacksonville, which is rapidly growing. They've already gone in and out of Seattle. And still, they parade around this country with the American flag and say that baseball is the American pastime. I wonder how stupid they think we all are. I'll be back in 60 seconds.